Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre. Bizarre File.
A worker at an airport in Alabama who died after being sucked into a jet engine this past New Year's Eve had been warned repeatedly about the dangers of going near it, according to federal investigators.
Oh, and they say when she got sucked through the engine, Preston, that it rattled the plane so much that passengers inside felt it.
The Montgomery Regional Airport employee, along with other colleagues of the facility ground crew, had undergone a safety huddle about how to move around the plane at the center of the case 10 minutes before it arrived at the gate on the 31st of December. And there was another similar briefing just before the aircraft arrived at the gate. The pilots of the American Eagle jet had decided to leave the plane running at the airport gate for a cool down period for 2 minutes because an auxiliary power unit on board wasn't working and the engines needed to stay on until the plane could be linked up to a power source on the ground. The pilots of the plane alerted airport workers that the engines would stay on for a time. The manual warns ground crew to stay at least 15 feet back from the front of an engine until its blades stop spinning. The employee was ultimately killed. Who was ultimately killed received one more warning to stay back from a coworker after nearly getting knocked over by the exhaust from the jet. Nonetheless, the report added the admonished employee soon walked in front of one of the engines and was sucked into the engine and killed. The coworker described hearing a bang as the engine shut down, and the pilot said that they felt the plane shake violently before they realized what had happened. The plane was carrying 63 passengers and crew. The report doesn't name the killed worker, but according to a local news website, the union representative identified her as Courtney Edwards. Edwards was a ground handling agent for Piedmont Airlines, a subsidiary of American Airlines. An online GoFundMe campaign established to assist her family raised nearly $100,000 as of Tuesday. And her survivors include three children and her mother.
Yes. Do you remember that footage on the flight deck of an aircraft carrier where a guy got sucked into the engine and he survived?
I do remember that. Yeah. On January 24th, an 81-year-old Florida woman was arrested at a restaurant after a series of altercations with restaurant employee officers. The police responded to a disturbance in progress on Tuesday. The woman, later identified as Clarelle Nelson Potter, by the way, is 81, is assumed to have been drinking at the restaurant, was reportedly being combative with employees, and was trying to punch them. It's unclear what started.
Well, y'all gone what?
The altercation, but apparently this was only the beginning of the woman's frenzy. Ms. Potter, in an intoxicated rage, grabbed one of the officers by the back of the neck.
I kill you!
And then began slapping the officer's hands as she was being escorted to a quieter place at the establishment. She was unwilling to provide officers with her identification, became belligerent, screaming profanities, and causing a scene in the restaurant.
I had a hysterectomy 30 years ago. I'm unhinged.
While officers placed her in handcuffs, she began kicking them, striking one full force in the groin area. She kicked this cop in the nuts hard.
She got some spunk on her.
A little spunk, yeah. Even after being arrested, her rage did not seem to subside. Police reported that when en route to the jail, she claimed that she would kill the arresting officers once she was out of her handcuffs.
She apparently flew off the hinge when she thought erroneously that they were taking Matlock off.
Oh, yeah. No. Oh, okay. She faces several charges, including three counts of battery, intimidation, and disorderly conduct. Casey's got his hands up in the air. What's that all about?
Touchdown Eagles. I'm rooting against myself.
Here's the deal. This game means nothing except for the superstitious.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm going on. So.
Well, it's 42-18 Eagles right now.
Yes. Yeah.
Doing pretty well. All right, next story. An angry camel lashed out and killed a man at a children's holiday camp in Russia.
Oh, man.
Because the guy hit it in the face. The animal bit and trampled the 51-year-old during the incident.
All right, you want a piece of me?
In Omsk, Siberia. He was rushed to the hospital but later died. He had hit the previously peaceful two-humped camel in the face after pulling strongly on its reins. The camel retaliated, biting the man several times. The animal did not appreciate the treatment, said a local report. The man paid with his life after hitting the animal in the face. The victim was taken to the hospital, but it was not possible to save him. Local prosecutors are checking if the camel was legally held at the children's camp.
I want you to look in my eyes. I just killed you. Yeah, they call me a hump because I am one.
All right. In North Carolina, this is terrifying. Police are warning the public after finding razor blades on gas pump handles in Forest City and surrounding areas.
My gas station does razor blade day.
I saw the pictures of it. Yeah, it's brutal looking.
It's meant to really slice you up.
Police said they located multiple instances of razor blades being placed in gas pump handles. No explanation as to why someone would do this, according to the sheriff. All known blades have been removed, and they stated a warning that said, if you're pumping gas, check, look before you grab, protect yourself however you need to. All right, and then we'll do one more story. Let's end with this one. Police in England have issued a warning urging members of the public to avoid approaching a man who has half of an ear. Dale Poppleton.
What?
Excuse me? is wanted in connection with a serious offense and has been deliberately evading police. And what? I saw the picture of this guy, and it's weird. It's not like the lower half or top half of his ear is gone.
Vertically?
It's like the middle part of it is gone.
Really?
And it's like somebody bit it off or something like that. So police are appealing for information on Poppleton's whereabouts, describing him as a white male, medium build, and 6'1" tall. Police have noted that Dale is likely to stand out in a crowd since he is missing half of his right ear.
And his glasses don't hang right.
A statement issued by the police said extensive inquiries have been carried out to locate Dale Poppleton, but he is deliberately evading police. Anyone who sees him is ordered not to approach him, but to call police immediately. Apparently, he's pretty dangerous.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's the Bizarre File podcast.
A gentleman is facing multiple charges, including indecent exposure, after he allegedly ran from a car accident. So police said that it was just before 9 a.m. on Wednesday. Officers were called to an accident involving three vehicles. Officers arrived and reportedly found multiple vehicles with heavy damage at the scene. We're soon informed by witnesses about the driver of a Jeep Compass that allegedly caused the crash. Learning that the driver apparently ran down Main Street after the crash, police searched and located the individual, later identified as Timothy O'Rourke. And according to the department, Timothy had been running behind homes, buck naked, and coated in his own blood when he was found.
What a day.
Yeah, what a day. Caused a three-car accident and then go streaking, covered in blood.
I am famished.
He was later charged with DWI, resisting arrest, indecent exposure, and simple assault as well. But fortunately, no serious injuries were reported, even though he was covered in blood.
Yeah.
I don't know what the story is on that. All right, this is pretty messed up, man. You may have seen this story. More than two dozen individuals have been charged in the Southern District of Florida for their alleged participation in a wire fraud scheme that created an illegal licensing and employment shortcut for aspiring nurses.
Yeah.
Defendants engaged in a scheme to sell fraudulent nursing degree diplomas and transcripts obtained from accredited Florida-based nursing schools to individuals seeking licenses and jobs as registered nurses. Basically, you could get a diploma without doing anything.
They did have to qualify on a game of operation, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, at least they have some
medical training.
Some experience.
Yeah.
The overall scheme involved the distribution of more than 7,600 fake nursing diplomas.
So this is going to be crazy.
Issued by three South Florida-based nursing schools. Palm Beach
Nursing. So if you are with a nurse who's trying to put a tongue depressor up your butt, that's probably one of them.
Palm Beach School of Nursing, Siena College, and Sacred Heart International Institute. Those schools are now closed.
Wow.
Each defendant in this faces up to 20 years in prison. And crimes such as these, unfortunately, continue to spring up, especially in Florida.
And they're spelling nurse, N-E-R-S.
Nurse.
Nurse.
Police Chief Sean Denning has been accused of dealing meth and cocaine for over a year. That's a bad police chief.
Yeah.
Denning allegedly used an app called Wicker to arrange these deals.
I'm on rattan.
Denning used to lead the Greensburg Police Department in Pennsylvania and now faces six federal charges for activities performed between 2021 and October 2022.
To come into my office, I just wanted to clarify, we're supposed to be against that.
He allegedly used Wicker and the mail to sell drugs.
Yeah.
Dennings allegedly said to an undercover informant that Wicker was, quote, how all the heavy hitters conduct business, since the messages were encrypted. He also sent a menu detailing the price of various drugs, according to court documents. He's no longer with the Greensburg Police Department.
We're going to have to let... We're going in a different direction. Mm-hmm. Law-abiding.
Let's see. All right, this happened... I bring this up because I've been to this place. So one of the buildings at the Maker's Mark Distillery has been broken into. On the morning of January 18th, Christian Douglas of Mesquite, Texas, was arrested at the Maker's Mark Distillery in Loretto, Kentucky, after trying to break into the property. Now, here's the deal. He drove his Porsche from Texas to Loretto. It's an 807-mile trip and about 11.5-hour drive. And deputies responded to a report of the distillery security team of a trespasser on the property. Deputies found that Douglas had cut a lock, attempted to cut a second, and used a propane torch to burn a warehouse door. Deputies found a bag containing bolt cutters, propane torches, a sledgehammer, other tools, and about $9,000 in cash. You know you can buy that booze at liquor stores.
I'm trying to figure out what the reason was.
I do not know. He was arrested.
He's driving a Porsche?
Yeah, and charged with a burglar, and he drove 807 miles to do that. So I do not know. After deputies conducting a strip search spotted what appeared to be a crack pipe hanging, quote, from her vagina, a Florida woman claimed that the item was actually a sex toy and not drug paraphernalia.
It's a crack dildo.
It was hanging from there?
That's what they said.
Yeah, there's a hook down there, Nikki.
Carmella and...
It's a courtesy hook, right? Sometimes, like when I'm with my wife, I'll hang my hat.
Ladies can hang their bag if they need to.
All right. I didn't know.
It's just where you don't hang it on the back on your ass because people could come by and swipe it.
Carmella Ann Maines was busted on a warrant charging her with failing to appear in court in connection with an alleged theft last year while at a Walmart store. While Maines is being processed, the jail booking officer observed, quote, an anomaly after the inmate passed through a full-body scanner. During a subsequent strip search, the jailers reported a glass pipe was protruding from the defendant's area.
Peekaboo.
Maines removed the pipe from her body, threw it on the ground, and stepped on it.
Damn it!
And Maines then attempted to explain away the glass pipe as a sex toy to staffers. The pipe remnants had burnt markings and was consistent with a pipe commonly used to smoke crack cocaine.
Yes.
Maines was charged with introducing contraband into the detention facility and tampering with evidence. Maines' rap sheet includes convictions for trespassing, disorderly conduct, fraud, battery, driving without a license, and failure to appear in court as well. Let me see here. What do I want to wrap up with? Because we're about at the end here. All right. Yeah. We will go with... All right. This one I like. This is from actually last week, but I've been hanging on to it. And this one I like. To millions in Sri Lanka gathered to protest against the scheduled visit of President Ranil Wickremesinghe near Jaffna University on Sunday. And to shoo away the protesters, the Sri Lankan police fired water cannons at them. However, in a gesture of defiance, the protesters pulled out shampoo and started washing their hair.
I love that.
It's brilliant.
Is that not awesome?
Yeah, that is brilliant.
They're hitting it with water cannons, and there's pictures of them with all these suds in their hair.
Yeah.
The pictures were shared on Twitter. The caption of the video reads, when Sri Lankan police fired water cannons on a protest in Jaffna today, the Tamils pulled out the shampoo. And another video shows protesters throwing water mixed with cow dung at the police. The Sri Lankan police set a barricade.
Did they shampoo with that?
I don't think so. To disperse the protesters who were rallying, the police decided to fire the water cannons on the protesters after they tried to push past the barricades.
Water cannons have some power to them.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Yeah, so they do. Probably the people in the back were shampooing and the rest were having their heads ripped off.
But they definitely took that to a new level. And there you go. That's what I have in the Bizarre File for you.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.